Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Izzy Clark, and I've been chilling out with this question of the week from Trent.
Hey, Naked Scientist. The temperature where I live recently hit minus 40 degrees. And it got me thinking, is it better to walk or to run through the cold air? Should you run to reduce the amount of time out in the cold, or do the adverse effects of moving faster, like wind chill, outweigh the benefits of getting to your destination quickly?
When you go outside and stand in the cold, your body is much warmer than the air around you. Because heat likes to flow from hot to cold, it warms up the air next to your skin, and this creates a kind of warm air blanket that slows down further heat loss. But if it's windy, or you start moving, then the warmer air molecules are pushed away and you'll be exposed to new, cold air. So running means you lose more heat to the air, but we all know running warms us up. The faster you go, the more heat you generate, and you get to your warm, cosy house much faster.
Phew.
So what's the best strategy? Well, it turns out whilst you are generating heat when you run, the air takes away that protective layer rather quickly at slow speeds. So if you're not the fastest runner, it's better to walk through the cold than break into a light jog. Now, there are a few factors to work out the minimum running speed where the heat you generate finally balances out the heat you lose due to air movement. For example, the surface area of an adult human, how much heat energy they generate, plus the effect of wind on heat loss. But even so, this calculation applies to heat loss of bare skin. I mean, we may be the Naked Scientists, but we certainly don't advise running at minus 40 degrees in your birthday suit. All jokes aside, clothing's actually an important factor here. While running slowly through the cold air naked might get rid of your warm air blanket, if you wrap up tight, your clothing will trap the warm air, preventing wind chill on your skin. So, to sum up, either stay put or wear appropriate winter clothing, or run naked very, very fast through the snow. Next time, we're simmering down to this question from Steve.
Switzerland has now banned boiling lobsters alive. Do they experience pain? How do we know?
What do you think? You can email your answer to chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientist.com/forum. Until next time, it's goodbye from me and the rest of the Naked Scientists.